How are you, Peter?
Oh, not bad, how are you?
You're up for a...
It looks amazing. I heard Leon this morning, it's very good.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great.
It's very amazing. You're getting right behind it, which is great.
Oh, no, it's brilliant. There's serious excitement spread, though.
Okay.
Yeah. It really is, yeah. Yeah.
Talk to me after.
Yeah. All right, thanks everybody for coming along. Take my hat off. And it's a historic occasion. It's not, this guy's coming along, Ed, sold 400,000 tickets. 405,000 tickets, to be quite exact. Nobody's ever done that in the history of live music concerts in Ireland. We're the first concerts here in Parky Keefe, and I'm sure everybody agree it's as impressive as you've been led to believe. It's going to be the first concert here. It's not the first concert that ever happened in Croke Park, or in Parky Keefe, sorry. We were here a number of years ago with Springsteen and had very successful shows here with U2, Michael Jackson, where it was the same number of people are coming along. The facility now is much better. And we're getting 40,000 people here each night, and they're coming from everywhere, as you're well aware. It's going to be great excitement around the town, I hope. I hope it's going to be it will be well behaved. These fans are the best in the world. And we're going to see possibly... or is, in my opinion, the best rock star there is in the world. A remarkable young man with a lot of Irish roots, as you know. And he's on the stage on his own, and he puts on an incendiary performance that anybody attending, you're going to enjoy it. If you're not a Ned fan, you will be by the end, halfway through the show. The guy is remarkable. So I'd like to thank you for coming here. I'm going to pass on to Sophie Ridley here, who's the event controller, just to outline some of the things that we'd like people to be aware of before they arrive. Thanks.
Morning, everybody. We're very excited to be here. First gig in Parky Keefe, the new Parky Keefe. Edge fans have always been the most friendly and most polite fans in the country. But for the protection of all, we have the following safety resources in place. There's a full security plan, including plenty out for the local residents and the local environs. We have a full medical team, including doctors, including emergency department doctor, ambulances, advanced paramedics, and volunteers from the Order of Malta. In addition to that, we have rescue boats on the river from Mallow Search and Rescue, and a very substantial Garda presence, which Superintendent Quilter will tell you about. A few tips to help people enjoy themselves. Bags. Please don't bring bags. In line with all stages in this country, everyone is asked not to bring bags. If you do, it needs to be A4 size or less. Anything bigger than that will not be allowed in. Tickets may be subject to an ID check. Please read the information given on the Ticketmaster site and on the Ed app. If you need to bring a copy of somebody else's credit card, all that needs to be shown on that is the person's name and the last four digits. So everything else can be blacked out. So no one needs to worry about their child going off and spending loads of money on their parents' credit card. All it needs is the name and the last four digits. Minors. Under 18s must be accompanied by an adult, 18 years or over, who needs to stay with them and be responsible for them. So we'd ask people who look young both to get through this and to get themselves a drink. If you look under 21, you'll be challenged at the bars. Please bring your ID. If you're bringing a small child with you, please take advantage of our Tag a Child scheme. We're giving out white wristbands. You can write a phone number on them and a seat number if you're on a seat. If we find a missing 8-year-old, it makes it much easier to reunite them with their parents. They're available from our information tents, which are bright orange. There'll be one at this side, one at that side, outside the stadium, and one inside the stadium. Please, please, there is no parking available in the near vicinity of the stadium. There's plenty of parking in the city centre. All the car parks are staying open until at least midnight. Very quick walkers, you all know. Please read the travel advice very carefully. It's on the Ed app and also on the Garda and Aitkins websites. Tickets are marked with a route. They say on them yellow route, blue route, red route. There'll be big signs all around from up the top and from Victoria Roundabout directing people to the right entrances. Gates will open at 5 p.m. We would like to be very mindful of our neighbours, both the residents and the local businesses. We'd like to be invited back. So there will be no early queuing. Please do not come early. There'll be no early queuing. Most of all, enjoy yourselves. It's going to be lovely weather. It's going to be great shows. Get the Ed app. It tells you everything you need to know.
Yep. Okay. Who's
now? Thanks, Sophie. Okay. Hi. John Quilter is my name. I'm the superintendent in Anglesey Street. I'm coming here by Niall Daly, who's the traffic sergeant. And Niall will talk about the traffic management plan there. I'm aware it has been put up on the various platforms and social media platforms, etc. So, Niall, can you give a brief overview in relation to that? I suppose this is a unique, as Peter said, it's a unique occasion in Cork. It's the first time we've had three concerts in a row on the bank holiday weekend. And I suppose it's the first time that we've had an event like this at the New Park Equive. And it's exciting. I think it's exciting for everyone. It's exciting for the people of Cork City. And I think it's important that it's a success. A lot of planning has gone into it, a lot of interagency meetings have taken place involving the local authority, ourselves, the concert promoters, Park Equive, and most importantly, the local community and the businesses as well. We've consulted with them on an ongoing basis. And our aim is to ensure that, I suppose, people attending the concert get there and leave safely. I suppose that's our priority. It's our key priority to people attending. It's a family-friendly event, that's what I would say. It is, more importantly, and it's important that people come and enjoy themselves and get a good experience and a good feel-good factor about Cork. Safety is our priority, as I said, and we would ask motorists to take extreme care when travelling to and from the city and to park legally and responsibly. And responsible. I know Sophie has made reference to the car parks, and Niall were touching it as well. What I would say to the general public is to expect delays out there. There will be delays due to the volume of people coming to town, particularly on the Friday afternoon when we're hitting rush hour traffic on a bank holiday weekend, and indeed over the weekend. But we believe we have a comprehensive traffic management plan that would address any of the issues. But just to say for people there, the message to get out there is to expect delays. In relation to concert goers with young children, they should be conscious of their safety and their whereabouts at all times. I think that's important. And patrons attending should take care of their personal property and are advised not to bring valuables to the concert. I suppose it's important as well where Park Equive is located in the residential area here. And it's important that patrons respect the residents and the community in the environs of the stadium, both coming to the concert and going from the concert. The key messages from ourselves are that no parking is possible at the concert venue. Tow-way will be in operation for illegally parked vehicles and those causing obstruction. We recommend, as Sophie had said there, for people to walk to the concerts. There's sufficient parking in Cork City Centre and the car parks will remain open. And there will be a shuttle bus service commencing at 3 p.m. each day from Laps Quay and also from Kent Railway Station. And also the regular 202 bus will be in operation as well, which travels down through Ballintemple and onto Blackrock there. As I said, it's a comprehensive policing plan has been put in place, including a traffic management plan and also policing and security for the concert. And I'm going to pass you over to Niall Bailey just to a brief discussion on the traffic management plan. Thank you.
Again, just to reiterate what Edmund said at the table here, we're advising people to plan the journey, give themselves plenty of time, come into the city early, park up in the city car parks, and walk down to the venue. We have to reiterate again, there is no parking around the grounds. There's no parking near the stadium. There is a Garda tow-way system in operation, so you will have to walk down to the grounds. There's a shuttle bus leaving from Laps Quay from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're advising people to use that. We're advising people to park in their local train station and book their tickets on Irish Rail and travel down on the train. There's free parking in some of the train stations, and the trains are going to be later than normal to facilitate concert goers. We're advising people to use the 202 bus system. We're advising people that the Cork City traffic wardens are going to be in operation along the Blackrock Road all day to ensure that there's no parking that's going to inconvenience local residents. And again, just to reiterate that there is no parking down at the stadium, and everyone will have to walk down or get the shuttle bus down.